You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. We are Formal Shark. We are beer. We are friends. Let's celebrate the hops and rejoice the grain. Let's discard the insipid lagers and mass-produced bitters. We should enjoy every pint as if it's our last and save the moment. Let the taste glide over our tongues and dance its merry dances. Hail the craft beer and bow down to the brewers as they are the gods. Let's remember, for without the pub, we would be lost souls, would be damned to supermarket beers. For the bar staff sacrificing their evenings and weekends to spread the joy of beer. Never drink just to get drunk. Drink for joy, happiness and peace. For the love of your friends and the friends of your lovers. Beer is life, laughter and fun. Beer is our world. Beer. It's just fucking nice. And it's now time to welcome two men that love their beers and that are hoping that the NHS survives so that they can collect their new livers one day. Let's have a warm welcome for Phil and Bob. Oh, this is the beers. Hello, welcome. Welcome, people. People out in the real world and people out there...
in Radio Land, which I'm looking at.
So, today's a bit different. It's like a normal podcast. I've got to look like two places. It's really
weird. Lots of places.
So we're going to try beers like we normally do. Give the people out there in the real world that's actually here the beers, and you people out there in the non-real world can find out a bit about the beers we're going to have.
Basically we're live rather than recorded. So you will see us make the mistakes that we normally cut out.
Yes, and that we're a bit nervous for this. I mean, we're perfect professionals.
Perfectly professional.
We forgot to play the ditty.
We are formal shots.
Oh, no, that's not the ditty. That's not the ditty. You're not very good at this, are you? No.
While you find the ditty, I will actually talk about a beer that the people here have had a free taste of, hopefully. It's a Brewgooder lager called Clean Water.
I'll put it on in the background.
And basically, any profits that they make with this goes to help Clean Water across the world. As a charity.
It's £20 off Amazon and you get 12 cans.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably a worth way. Give people water and drink.
Yeah, and you get to drink quite a nice lager.
Yeah.
We're not normally lager fans, but it's alright.
It's alright.
And people in the audience seem to be enjoying it. I mean, somebody's just pulled a face, but I know he doesn't like lager, so we don't care about him.
Does a lager drinker like it?
Yeah.
Right, so that's good.
You will see us with our can of shame.
We've got the can of shame for anything that's a bit good like this.
Oh, don't throw that away.
So that's for all the dud beers that we do not like. Right? No, it was left in my house by some cretin that didn't want nice beer.
And we are in a nice, lovely new studio.
Yep, we've got a studio...
backdrop.
Big backdrop and everything. I think that's all the welcoming and everything.
Yeah.
Let's do what this show's about and drink. So, do you want to do the...
Yeah, sure. Do you want to play the ditty?
Oh, yeah, we'll play the ditty.
That's where the ditty would normally go.
Oh, I normally put that in... Oh, you idiot. Right. That's going to just be annoying all the time.
So, this is Anarchy Bruco Blonde Star. It is... Where's the percentage? It's 4.1%, it's in a 330ml bottle, and it cost £2.09 from Coppers up in Newcastle. Well, Gosforth.
Just toying glasses at people. Yeah.
Sorry, are you wanting...
Which one is it?
It is Anarchy Bruco Blonde Star. Sorry, our AV guy's getting confused.
Blonde Star, Anarchy, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's another bottle there if you need it.
So our people here get to taste the beer for free because we're kind.
Because it's the only way we can get an audience. We're not as witty and as thingy as the...
No, we've got a lot of things to think about.
Yeah.
And we don't have a window with things happening outside to try with.
Obviously, this isn't the Formal Shark studio. This is donated from somebody. So...
I mean, it's blonde,
so it's definitely very blonde.
We've got this helpful light. Look, we could be like...
Yeah, but then it makes us go all dark. And the cameraman, producer, whatever he is...
He'll get a bit upset.
So it's a bit hazy.
Yeah. A little bit of hay. Smells light.
Yeah, it smells smells like apple-y's. I'm getting an apple.
Yeah.
An apple tone.
Like a kind of light fruit, like apples. Yeah.
Is an apple a light fruit? Because if I've started you in the head with it.
It's a hard fruit, yeah, but it's quite a light taste.
Right. Because I think I could do an injury to you.
It depends how you hit people with fruits. You know, every fruit's going to hurt in some sort of way.
Well, no, if I hit a raspberry, if I hit a raspberry at you.
Yeah, but enough raspberries thrown at me, it's going to hurt.
I was frozen, but.
I mean, drop a truck of raspberries on me and that'll knack.
Yeah, but a truck of apples is going to hurt more.
I don't know, it's still going to hurt.
She would actually just
taste the beer. Yeah, the beer. I mean, it tastes like beer.
Yeah.
We're rubbish at this.
Yeah, it's.
It does. It's. I want to say there's a light, florally, citrusy style.
Yeah, it's a very light beer, obviously, with the colour and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely got quite a lot of fruity notes to it.
What's the guff they say on here?
Yeah.
That's something to do with police. Light in body, but certainly not in flavour. Brim full of lemon, grapefruit, passion fruit and pale malt. Refreshing and satisfying. This was our first beer and is still our biggest seller.
I think definitely a nice barbecue or something like that.
Yeah.
Or knocking quite a few back. I take the percentages isn't too high.
It's 4.1%.
So it depends on what you believe a high percentage beer is.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like the pub down
the road. Yeah, the pub down the road.
You'd only maybe want three quarters of a pint.
Yeah, I went to the pub and I looked for something on the board and found something 6%. And the woman said, maybe you just need a half of this. The look on my face...
Said it all, really.
Said it all. It, yeah.
So what's the food pairing?
Oh, yeah,
the
food pairing.
We've got food pairing. This is... Avengers Assemble candy sticks.
Yeah.
You can have a whole box.
Oh, good.
I'll have a whole box. And we'll pass them out to people in the audience.
So.
I know your regular candy stick things.
Yeah. They're awful.
They taste like chalk with a bit of flavour.
Chalky sugar.
Does it go with the beer?
Well, the beer does wash it down.
It kind of fizzes a little. It's probably not a good idea.
Does it work like chalk? Oh, look, it works like chalk.
It does. That's now off camera.
Yeah. Basically, it's chalk.
Yeah. Our cameraman's going to be stocking up food by the looks of it. It's all right. He likes his food.
Oh, what's really good is he hasn't even had this beer, I don't think.
Oh, has he not?
No.
Oh.
We're not bothered. Yeah, so would you drink this again? Because we're not going to do numbers tonight.
I'd drink it again.
Yeah, I think.
And whereabouts would we try to put it on the scale? I mean, we don't have the scale with us, but I'd want to say about the high 50s.
Yeah, I was thinking about 60 on the scale. I haven't got it with it, so I can't compare it with others, and we're not going to put it on the scale. But yeah, something about then. It's pleasant pint, it's what it is. It's like every time we do these, it's a light pale ale. They never score highly because it's not our personal preference of the beers that we like. We like something generally with a lot more flavour, a lot more hops. Right. So this is probably a good one to give somebody that's starting off on the craft beer journey.
It's a very kind of...
A gateway drug.
Yeah, yeah. Well, gateway beer. I wouldn't say gateway drug. It's not going to get you onto cocaine or anything. It's probably a good thing.
It depends which bars you start drinking it in.
Well, yeah.
Bloody hell. That's the thing. Has anybody got any strong opinions on this and want to say anything? Or
we do have a microphone.
Yeah. If anybody's got any strong opinions on it, or we'll wait for a beer that you might have opinions on, because it's quite not
an opinion on the Avengers Assemble candy.
What's your opinion on that?
Nice. Don't buy it. It's appalling.
That's he's talking about. These quality items bought from a discount food place where we live. So the pleb in the background's quite happy with them.
Yeah. If I was Angela Rippon or something, I'd be wanting my money back.
Yeah. I mean, you could pretend you're smoking with them. As a child, you'd be like, oh, do you want a candy fag, like? and I can't even get it.
You can tell the sort of place you come from. Look, I'm smoking east.
Oh, no.
They'll probably do more damage to you than probably smoking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got to talk more as people are drinking, because normally we'd pause the
podcast. So normally we'd press the pause button. Yeah.
We should remind people we are classing this as a pilot, because it's the first time we've done it, and there'll be technical issues like me having to
neck beer.
No, I'm making sure the audience are at the same pace as us, because there's no point of them
necking it.
We don't want to be thingy to them. Oh, they've all necked. Am I the last one? Okay. I can't do it in one anymore.
No, you're getting old.
We're doing some promos the other day, and I had to neck a pint.
Oh.
Well, not even a pint, it was about that much. Non-alcoholics, it had to be non-alcoholic stuff.
Talking of non-alcoholic, BrewDog, was it that stuff? Mm-hmm. Nanny State.
Of course.
Lovely non-alcoholic beer. And in the future, we are planning a non-alcoholic special.
Right, this one, I think we'll definitely make opinions differ on this. Or at least should be.
Yeah. So, this is Almasty Sour Mash. It was £2.79 from Coppers.
Whoa, we've got a rave happening within our lights.
And it is 5% in a 330ml bottle. And it's a sour.
We should have said, if you can tweet us in, we should really keep an eye on that in case we've got hordes of people going, way! Tweet us at Formal Shark. We're on Facebook at
it's facebook.com/formalshark.
Yeah, and we're on the stream. We will check our stream at some time. It could be in the half time.
And if our cameraman's doing it right, there's some sort of visuals on the side with our addresses and things.
Yeah.
As I say, this is a sour from Almasty, which is local to us.
There's another beer there if people want it. This, as I said, might
could be interesting.
Will be different for some people.
It's actually quite a golden colour.
Yeah, it's a nice golden colour.
Which is, I'd say it's interesting in terms of sours, because what we've had have been a more vibrant style colour.
We always find with sours is that we either like them or really dislike them. They tend to be quite an aggressive taste often. Yeah.
And this smells like it could be very aggressive. It punches your nose.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the smell that is. It's a smell I know of, but I can't remember it. That's really bad.
Does the guff tell you?
It has very little on.
Yeah.
That's why on the beer menu it just says a sour mash, because there's no information.
It says bourbon and vanilla notes, tarty dark, tarty dry oak finish of the sour. But there's nothing about the actual other tones.
So that's got some quite complexness to it.
Mine's kind of a mix of candy.
You've got sort of, you can taste the oak and stuff in there.
Yeah,
and you get like an initial taste, and then the sourness comes through at the end.
Which isn't expected. I was expecting a lot more sour, my cheeks coming inside my face.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
It doesn't. You can taste the wood.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can. It's oaky. Oak's wood. It's not like it's plastic.
I don't know. I don't chew on me furniture.
But you know it's an oaky flavour. Do you not eat furniture?
No.
Pencils and stuff. Chew on the end of a pencil.
Yeah, but that just tastes of paint.
Wood.
And then you get the paint in your teeth and you look like a moron.
Sounds like the voice of experience.
It's at work when, because I'm really bad for eating my pens. I'll be at work and then it'll burst, and then I've got to do the walk of shame down to the toilets to see if I've got ink.
Do you not eat other people's pens? I eat other people's pens because it's cheaper than eating my own. And then they never want them back, so you just amass.
But yeah, it's when you borrow a pen and then you realise it's in your mouth, the slaver.
You like chewed it. And it just slowly fills up and you start writing and the slaver comes out and you're like, oh, you dirty git, why did you do that? Yeah.
I've got to say that's me so many times.
Yeah.
Ashamed.
Nah.
I need to keep remembering to look at the camera.
Yeah.
Look directly in the camera and do a plea. No, it's got lots of things going on. I couldn't have more than a pint of it.
No, I think I'd struggle with a bottle.
Yeah.
With half this, it's very unique.
Yeah, I would.
It's not horrible.
No, it's nice. The right word. But I think it's the one that if you want a quest for beers, or you like sours, because I think we still haven't made our minds up if we like sours necessarily.
Sours is definitely something that could become really, really good. You know, everybody goes for IPAs.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. There's certainly breweries are sort of, or certain breweries are sort of expecting sours to be the next big thing in the beer industry, or in the craft beer world. We will see.
And I think the more sours we try and the more variation that comes out, the more we're starting to enjoy them.
There's an analogy on them, but I can't think of the right one. I can just think of an offensive one that I'm not going to say.
Okay.
So, but there's an analogy that somebody once said about these that would be really good and witty on a live stream. For people out there and for you lot, the shows get better and better the more we drink and the more we relax. So.
Well, we think so.
So maybe if we're not that good, pop the kettle on, have a brew, and then come back in a bit. If you are enjoying it, then
don't bother. We drink quite slowly when we talk.
Well, yeah, but we've got to make sure everybody out in the thing. I'm not just pointing to you because you're the slow coach, but
the audience is bullying each other.
Do you publish these lists ahead of time so people can drink along?
Yeah. So what we've done for this one is we've published the list and told people where we've bought them from. So going forward, when we do them again, people are able to. There's another bottle of it as well. So I think the audience... Does anybody in the audience actually like it? Or are you all about...
The cameraman says...
I sort of like it.
So I think we must be...
Paired with the right food.
I think it'd appeal to somebody who likes white wines.
Yeah.
Or cider type. It's like a dry white wine, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. We should have put that out there. But anyway, they said like a dry white... One of the audience members said, like, a dry white wine and stuff. I find it really good with, like, a fatty meat, like a lamb or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts through, or a nice...
That's right.
So it's quite a nice... I am going to wash these out for the next beer.
Yeah. This is filler space that we don't normally need to fill.
Yeah, this is where we're meant to be, like, witty and...
And that just doesn't work.
And the problem is, normally on the shows for people that's thingy, we tend to talk at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Or rubbish.
And usually we start talking... I mean, normally we pause it and then talk more about the beer. That would have been better in the podcast.
Why not tell them about that good shop you went to in York?
Trembling Madness in York, yes. So I had a little adventure down in York. And Philip's already been before, and he highly recommended a bottle shop called Trembling Madness. Now, you walk in, and it's just a small room with the till at one side, and you're like, oh, well, you know, it's an all right bottle bar. There's a handful here. Something a bit interesting. And you walk in the back room, and suddenly you're in a room of joy. There is so much amazing different beers of varying sizes, quality, and quantity.
We'll put that this side, and then people can...
Empty it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's got a bar upstairs, which you said you've been into, haven't you?
Yes.
And downstairs is full of spirits and liquors. So it looks like it's worth another visit.
Yes, in the future.
We could get very drunk in there.
We will get very drunk in there one day.
We'll have to be careful because we'll take contactless payment.
Oh, yay! So are we going to go down for your birthday and you pay?
I'm not paying, it's my birthday, you pay.
We'll have to take somebody else to pay.
Cameraman.
Yeah, the cameraman.
He's got lots of money.
Yeah. Now I'm being a cameraman.
He's looking very worried as a cameraman.
Yes.
He
can finance a formal shark trip away.
Yeah, he could do.
So all the beers, or most of the beers in the two shows are local breweries from the northeast, and that's because within the northeast we have some fantastic beers. We're not even sort of Alamasti and Anarchy do some compared to them, some really, really
amazing
good
beers.
They were good beers.
But yeah.
Some of them are really fantastic beers from them. So if you're not from the northeast, get up here and have a night out in Newcastle.
Newcastle's a good night out.
And email us and we'll tell you the bars to go to, because if you went to certain places in Newcastle, it would be a bit like Basra. So you probably don't want to go to them ones, but there's some really nice places.
I feel Basra might be safer in sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, Newcastle, it's got something for everybody.
We didn't pair that with food.
Yeah, but we don't have enough food to pair it with every single beer.
Did we not buy enough?
No, we didn't buy quite enough. Right,
we'll just completely ignore that. Just everybody just ignore that.
We didn't have enough food.
Yeah.
We can't count. It's a little ditty time.
Oh, is it little ditty?
Little ditty time. You keep forgetting a little ditty.
Yeah, because I normally put it in post.
Yeah, in post.
Editing is really good. You can get rid of all your sins and make the show nice and snappy and funny.
So the next beer is from Northern Alchemy, when Philip gets out of the box.
Yes.
It was £2.39 from Coppers again, because guess where we went to buy them?
Yes.
This is a mango, lime and cracked black pepper oatmeal pale. And it's 3.9% in a 330ml bottle. I fizzed that up a little bit because I'm not very good at
this. Northern Alchemy tend to do a lot of really, really, really good beers. Quite interesting beers. They're actually a really interesting brewery because they're out the back of a shipping container.
I was going to say, these are the guys at the shipping
container. Yeah, so they're just near the Cumberland Arms in Newcastle. There's a shipping container and they brew out of that. I think they've got plans to expand, like most of the breweries in Newcastle do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Wow, man, does it have mangoes in it?
Yes!
Oh, right, that's why it smells.
It got mango in it? No, they've not put any mango in the mango, lime and crack black pepper oatmeal peel.
So, it definitely smells mango-y.
It smells like a meal. You can smell that black pepper. It smells like tea.
There's some interesting faces from the.
You could have that as a what's the French word? Jus.
As a jus
on top of some chicken or something. Let's see what it tastes like.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Oh dear God, that is no. That's not for me. No.
It's warming. I can feel it warming down.
Yeah.
Was that not for you at all?
I mean, look, I'll finish the glass because I don't like to get rid of it. Now, the guff that we've found on the internet says it's got Pacific Jade for bittering, Delta and Citra hops for aroma, and a late addition of black pepper to the boil.
Yeah, I think if it didn't have the black pepper in it, it'd be a really pleasant drink.
It's conditioned with mangoes and lime zest, and it's a collaboration with Cumberland Arms.
You've got a
green one
back here.
I think it'd be good to use that cooking. If that was going over a part of a gravy or something with a chicken, maybe.
Yeah.
It's got the meal flavours that would suit that.
I don't mind it, but I couldn't drink much of it. It's really disappointing. We've got a load of people around and the beers haven't been... They've been okay so far.
Yeah.
I think we're seeming to get this in a run.
We will pair this with whatever I've got on my hands on, which happens to be pork scratchings.
Oh, yes. We missed the vegetarian. Do you ever like pork scratchings?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some people don't like them and others do love them. Some people like... You get a prize if you get a nipple.
Who doesn't like pork scratchings other than vegetarians?
No, some people don't.
I'm a bit of one of you.
And I can understand a vegetarian not liking pork scratchings. Because
the more the older I get, the less I like pork scratchings.
Is it not because they're not done to your taste?
Probably because I'm getting more of a snob. I think... If you're wanting to try something with Northern Alchemies, unless sort of black pepper is really your thing.
Oh, they don't go together at all.
I would try one of their other ones, because we've certainly had quite a few of theirs that we've liked.
Yeah. But they do some strange amalgamations of drink. So they've done the, they had the collaboration with Newcastle Brewdog, which was quite nice.
Yeah, because I had rosemary in, didn't it?
Yes. And they do, some things they seem to hit on and is really good. This is probably not the best.
Yeah.
It's worth giving a go though, because it's something very different. It isn't for me, but it could be quite a unique.
It's for me in that I'll drink it, but I wouldn't seek it out. We've got a bottle there. I'll probably give it to somebody for Christmas. That's what I do with beer I don't like.
Don't give it for me for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, because we're making each other advent calendar.
That's in my advent calendar. I'm coming round and taking whatever I give you. I need to start that, really, don't
I? I do. I need to build it.
Yeah.
There's lovely stuff online of how to build these beer advent calendars. That you basically get postal tubes and you can make it into a nice Christmas tree. And then you can put
24... Oh, that's what all them tubes in your house are for. I thought you'd just order a load of posters.
No. I'm doing yours properly. I know I'm going to get a monkey box off you, but I'm going to make you some artwork.
Oh, dear. Where the hell am I going to put it in my house?
Some fill artwork that's going to look like a toddler's
done. Where am I going to put it in my house?
I might make that with a toddler, and then I can have an excuse. My niece, I'm not just going to find a random toddler off the street.
No, that'd be a bit creepy.
But if I did it with my niece, and then if it's rubbish, I can blame her.
Yeah, well, she might make it better. I've seen your handiwork.
Yeah, but I will.
Whatever. You can manage with the set design.
Yeah, I'm quite
blinkery. I mean, you guys can't see the back of it.
Yes, it's appalling at the back. And I couldn't. My arse hurt for 2 days after milding that.
What were you doing?
Because it's all bending down.
Oh, I couldn't. Your arse hurts when you bend over, is it?
Yeah, well, I was like. Is it cooching? Is that the word?
Is that a word?
Is cooching a word?
Everybody in the audience is shaking their head. Right. Cooching.
So cooching.
Is it not crouching?
Crouching.
Crouching is a word. It's your dyslexia playing with you.
No, if we just said cooching and you hadn't said anything, everybody would have thought it was a word.
And just been like, oh yeah, cooching. Really smart.
So we should start, every time you bend and say cooching, and we'll see.
Cooching.
And then we'll see eventually somebody that we don't know will say
make the noise, the word cooching when you cooch down.
Yeah.
You have to go, cooching, cooching.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it'd catch on.
Well, if we constantly say it, the problem is we don't cooch that often.
And if we constantly say it, people will just think we're two idiots.
Yeah. So, if there's enough people watching, from now on, you cooch. You don't.
Yeah, but they don't know what a cooch is. They don't understand it. And you can't do
a
it
cooch
on
is like that. Well, just bend
well,
over.
That's just like sitting down. When you're sitting down.
When your legs sort of, oh, you don't have knees on your hands. If you had knees on your hand, I could demonstrate it.
Where would you put your knees if they were on your hands? How would you bend over? You don't want knees on
but
your hands.
But you can't.
That'd be awkward.
But knees work better because you have a bottom at the top of you and you don't have a bottom on your What? In my mind, this makes sense.
You live in a little fantasy world
yourself,
don't you?
I've been having some weird dreams.
Some weird dreams.
Yes.
Of cooching.
Not cooching.
Or just like just you get kneecaps on your hands and stuff. Yeah, you're deformed.
No, I'm not deformed, but imagine if you put like weird things, if you like had a hand instead of a nose. In class, do you never think of these things?
No, how would you smell if you had a hand there? What are you gonna grab with that hand?
Well, it's like apples.
Apples. You just hold an apple. You wouldn't be able to eat with it. It'd just be useless.
Well, you'd have to sort of like that.
And that just didn't work.
But it would with an apple. It's the aerodynamics.
Oh, what if I had an ear on my arse?
Now that's stupid. That's oh no, you don't smell with your ear.
No, you don't. You'd just be able to hear like muffled noise when you got your trousers on.
An occasion.
Well, depending on if you fart or not.
Yeah.
I don't think ladies fart, so
they don't.
No. This is probably why we're single.
Yeah, and many different reasons.
We drink black pepper drinks that aren't very good.
Yes, and that our faces look like rectums.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm more like a testicle.
Right.
I'm not going to drink.
Are you not going to drink that? It's going in the book this year.
It's. You attempted to drink it.
I am. I'll drink the blade. I'm letting
well, where am I? Where's my glass
10
going?
10 seconds.
Oh, dear
this
me.
This is a technical thing here. Entertain them.
This is what I do when I have to entertain people on a podcast, but now you get to look at my ugly mug.
It's quite good, the audience are pitching in and helping.
Oh, that's good. He does realise we're not going to pay him.
We've learnt not to open it. Open the second beer, unless it's nice. What's really bad is the next one doesn't have much beers anyway. And that's for you.
Yay!
So, we're going to finish on a Wylam.
Yes, Wylam Billy.
I've had a Wylam since we've been since Wylam's opened their new brewery in Exhibition Park.
Did we not do Double Jakehead on this show?
Oh, yes, we did afterwards.
We did afterwards.
But yeah, if you're...
Can we swap so I've got a price?
If you like drinking in parks...
Yes.
Go to Wylam Brewery in Exhibition Park.
That's in Newcastle.
On a weekend and things. And it's a nice place. It's nice and modern.
Yeah.
The tap rooms you can go in and have.
So, this one's Puffin' Billy by Wylam Brewery. It's a 330ml bottle, and it was £2.19 from Coppers. Their bottles are always different. They're not the normal 330ml. They've got a nice shape to them. We need more of them for our homebrew, so we don't look like skinflints when we've got the odd one like this.
So we've got to drink more Wylam.
Is that an interesting label? I don't know which cameraman's on. Yeah. That one, there we go. So this is a...
If anybody...
Oh, you can have a bit more, I forgot.
All right. I'll leave that in there for a minute and I'll have some more later. So
this is a dark beer.
Yes, it's a very dark beer.
It's called a smoked black bitter, according to this sheet.
So we'll see if it smells smoky.
I can't smell anything now.
It does taste of
a furnace.
A furnace, as if you're in a steam engine.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why it's got a picture of a steam engine.
Yeah.
If you were saying you're going to have a drink from the north, you know, when there was the pits, that's the taste of the pits.
How do you? Did you work you down know, the pits?
Full on coal smoke.
Yeah.
It's like man.
It's like the grass. It could just have like a pigeon on one side and a whippet on the other.
Yeah, and a flat cap. It's like a proper northern bloke in your mouth.
Did you mean to say that like that?
Not in that way. You took it completely the wrong way.
What are you trying to say is that Newcastle Brown doesn't sum up the north?
No, it doesn't. Especially when it's like Tadcaster or something.
Yes, and tastes of nothing.
There's not a lot more other than that smoke, though.
Yeah, it's a very good smoked, dark beer.
It is.
You know, it's the sort of thing that I would have on a night, have one of them by a nice roaring fire, reading Dickens.
Yeah.
One year I will get all the way through
Charles Dickens's Christmas Carol.
Yes. I'm up to the Christmas past now. I've been on it like 3 years.
Hey, have you got the big print version? Oh no, you're dyslexic, not black.
Yeah, I have it on the on the phone. It's far, far better being told to you by the Muppets. The problem is Gonzo's telling us it.
So I mean, I wouldn't drink more than a pint of this. You'd have the bottle and settle down and have a nice evening. There's not a lot of finish after that.
Yeah, smoky flavor. I think I definitely sort of
it's
enjoy
a very good smoky flavour and a very good example.
I think if I was to pair it with something, I'd pair it with a nice cheese.
Oh, we've got a cheese.
Oh, we've got a cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it from the Polish shop.
Skol Oko from the Polish shop,
where they talk to. To Bob in Polish.
Yes, they were like talking to me in Polish as the serve does, and I was a bit confused.
Well, that smells smoky. There's some plates there if anybody wants some, or if anybody wants cheese.
That fits really well, actually. It's a bit rubbery.
Yeah.
But it's smoky to a degree. It doesn't taste English.
The thing is, it's like rubber matting.
And you could do holes in it.
You could do the soles of your shoes with that.
When you buy a cheese with a hole in, do you get it at a cheaper price than cheese without the holes?
That's nice, you should have asked her.
Because the holes don't weigh anything, do they?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're paying by weight, it should be then cheaper.
I don't think it comes.
I don't know what the edges are. The edges might be meat because it's from Poland.
He's got one without meat, without holes.
He's not got holes.
These are not like the nice French ones we're having the other week.
No.
When we were being traitorous and having wine.
Yeah, but it was very nice wine.
Yeah, it was very nice wine, but we've been traitorous to the beer. I need the beer to taste the taste of
crap cheese.
No way. So I think the winner of... Oh, I keep forgetting to do the ditty. I know, yeah. It's just halfway.
Are we doing our sum up?
No, I'm just pressing it because I haven't pressed it for a while.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure
that it still works.
It still works. I think, yeah, definitely this is the best beer of the lot.
That's definitely
the winner.
And I'd say the Sour Mash is probably close second.
Yeah, then the Anarchy, and then...
the Mango and Lime.
Thing. Yeah.
And then, I mean, the Sour Mash is only a little bit ahead to the Blonde Star, because to me the Blonde Star is quite generic. You get similar flavours from other places.
Although we've been quite negative with these beers, they're all still good beers. That it is just on the scale of beers that we're having at the moment.
Yeah.
Did you have you? That sounded like an interesting comment.
Yeah, have a microphone.
Have a microphone.
The cheese has removed the taste of this beer completely. I can't taste it anymore, despite how powerful it is.
Yeah. And that's very good point, and a good point with why sort of pairing foods with beers. You want to do some research if you are going to do things like that, because it can really affect the taste of things. And you can do very clever things. Sometimes you want a beer that's going to complement it. So you might say, I'm going to have a smoky cheese with this, or a smoked sausage, or you might want something that's completely different. So you might have found something like a really nice dark chocolate would complement like that, because the sweetness would then come through more and sort of like palate itself out
and nullify flavours.
Yeah. So it's sort of an interesting one, is to get a load of different foods and just pick at them and eat them with beer and work out what you want to do. If you did like that one, there's another bottle of it.
Feel free to help yourself.
Help yourself.
Where did that last bottle go? I was going to hand around the... So, Puffin Billy. What order? Well, it was the Northern Alchemy Mango. I'm picking them up in all the wrong order. I'm so sorry, cameraman, who's got to figure out the graphics. The Sour Mash. And then the Blonde Star.
So, if you've got any comments so far, we're going to check all of our... We haven't checked our social media while we're on, because we're on air.
It's quite a lot of effort.
And it's quite a lot of effort. And
you know, surprisingly, there's a lot of things going on.
I think it's just finally that we're settled down.
Yeah.
So get us on Twitter @ Formal Shark.
Did you nearly forget who we were?
I always forget. Facebook/ Formal Shark. The YouTube, you have to search for us still, because we haven't got enough followers yet to have a nice link. But if you go to www.formalshark/live, you get to this live stream.
Yeah.
But you already hear
it. If you're watching this, then yeah. And if you're not watching this live, then you just go to the live stream.
Yes.
But we'll figure that one out.
Basically, in a couple of days' time when he does it, go to www.formalshark.co.uk/YouTube.
Yeah, I'll do
YouTube. And that'll put us to YouTube.
Yeah, that's
but that might take a couple of days for you to do it. Our web guy to do it.
Yeah, our web guy.
You know, make yourself seem bigger.
Professionals.
Yes.
I mean, have you seen the website?
I bet some people pay a fortune for that.
Probably. And our email is sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Or you can
email
phil@formalshark.co.uk.
Or bob@formalshark.co.uk.
And I'm on Twitter @ formalsharkphil or philformalshark. That tends to be more rants at the government.
Yeah, political.
So you want to more have your tin hat on for that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And
I don't have another one because I don't care. I mean, that's pretty much it. I'm just too lazy for it.
Well, yeah, I'm just not very...
And our cameraman has done a stellar job for this show. I don't know if he wants credit or not.
Do you have a name? As in, do we just call you your proper name to thank you? Or do you have like...
@ Phil Lloyd on Twitter.
@ Phil Lloyd on Twitter.
That's double L, isn't it? Yeah, because he's weird. Not like the...
Lloyd.
Yeah.
The cameraman can.
Well, you could spell Lloyd with one L.
Could be still, couldn't.
So,
yeah.
So yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as there's the, so is that three L's in it all? Or is that two L's?
H-I-L-L-L-O-Y-D.
Okay, so that's three L's for the Phil Lloyd. And which order the L's go into? Is it two L's for the Phil?
That's one L for Phil. Two
one L for Phil. But is it all one word? He's getting confused now.
So for all your cameraing in needs, if you want to do a live stream on something, text him. And
if you think this looks good, give him a message. If you think it looks bad,
drink more.
Yeah, drink more.
That tends to be...
But thank you for watching.
No, I've still got
15 minutes.
15 minutes to
what
fail.
Do you have to do for 15 minutes?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting to drink so quickly.
It's you. You can drink so quickly. So I can. Do we just sit here and look at the camera quietly?
I can tell them the inappropriate thing about the cock watchers, but I don't want to.
No. I mean, you said the word cock watchers now.
Yeah,
but I think that goes as inappropriate as that whole story.
Yeah.
What do you say live?
Yeah, I'm just trying to...
I don't know.
News, what news? Pass
to the audience.
Oh, pass. So has anybody got any comments on any of the beers, or anybody got any beers they've enjoyed drinking lately, or anything like that?
I'm not usually a huge fan of the darker beers, but that last one, the Puffing Billy, I feel like I've nursed a small glass of that for a little while. It's certainly had a lot of... smoky flavour to it. Yeah. It's very nice. Anything else got any? Stunned silence.
Well, yeah, thank you.
I think that's good observation of the beers, and it's a testament of the beers. And I think that's one thing, is never write off a style completely.
Yeah,
keep tasting it, keep looking for examples, because you eventually find examples that are good. Like, we're not lager drinkers, but occasionally we'll find a lager that we're like, ooh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Coming up in sort of the beer calendar, there's on the sometime in the future is Craft Beer Calling.
I want to say the 26th of October, but that might be completely...
No, that's what I wanted to say as well.
You know what, it's in my calendar.
So there's that. I don't know if BrewDog still got the freebies on. So Newcastle Brewdog had some freebies on for beer. If you go on their Twitter, it might be sold out now, but if not, that'd be decent.
Yeah, the 26th of October was the free Four Pure and Brewdog Newcastle beer tasting and meet the head brewer.
Yeah.
And that was free. One ticket per person, but, you know, if the tickets are still there, give it a go. We'll be there.
Not as an officially, we're just having a drink.
We saw the word drink and was like, yes! And Craft Beer Calling is on the 28th of October, the 29th of October, and are they on the Sunday?
Yeah, they're on.
They're
just on the Saturday.
So we're like Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
And we're there on the Saturday
night. So yeah, I would recommend that if you're a craft beer person. We're still trying to convince our cameraman just to go.
Yeah.
Because it's good.
The cameraman's going to go. He's just got to pay for the tickets because we don't have enough money. And thank you to the breweries for making this lovely beer. I think that's pretty much all we can say.
Yes.
Have you tried the collaboration that you've made?
No, we're not drinking out the bucket of shame.
No.
It's
not yet.
It's for long arms at the back when he gets bored.
So we're going to have a little bit of a break so you can put your toasty makers on at home. And
toasty
get your toasties.
Makers. Do people like go, oh, I'm just going to have a toasty?
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, the audience says yes.
Got
it just must be me. That doesn't have a toasty.
They're going to be two things. They're going to be running in to get food, assuming that they're going to be like people that want to...
They can't be running in. They're already in the house, hopefully, unless they're on the bus.
Running into the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Or they're running to the little boys or girls room. Yeah.
Don't run with scissors.
Yeah. Or a pint in your hand, you might spill the pint.
And if you're getting a toasty maker with cheese in it out of a toasty maker, then watch out, because that cheese could be really hot.
Or jam.
Yeah, jam's a bad idea.
But jam and cheese doesn't mix.
Does it not?
No.
Have you tried that?
I just imagine it wasn't.
I mean, we should try that. I think that might work.
I'm trying to work out, can I legitimately make both me pudding and me main in one toasty? Because it does it in like sections.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, am I good enough not to get spillage of like cheese in with me?
Yes, we need to try
this. With me chocolate spread.
We definitely need to try this. Chocolate spread. Why don't you use proper chocolate and then that'll melt? so you could block it in, and then when you close it, when it starts to melt, it's already sectioned off.
We'll experiment one day.
Yeah.
With cheesy chocolate. Right.
I'm sure that'll work.
We'll be back at... What time is it now? We'll be back at... We'll say... 9:15?
Yeah.
Cool. That gives us half an hour.
Ditty
to end. I should sort of say this was a Formal Shark production.
It was a Formal Shark production, you can tell, because there's a logo down there.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, folks. We should get up and leave. And then
yeah, we're gonna like, we're gonna have a
like it. We've planned it.
We've planned it. Celebrities and stuff. We'll be better in the next half because we'll be more drunk. Oh, I need the box.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.